Rob Kane, state auditor. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Brad. How are you guys?
Good. Great. How do you become one of these so-called whatever they call them?
That's a good way to ask.
Yeah, whatever they call them.
State auditors.
I know.
So, I serve with Gary in the legislature, as you know.
Yeah, I know that. And, you're a good one.
thank you. No, I appreciate that. I always enjoyed being on your show, Brad. Always a pleasure being able to talk to you guys.
Oh, we love having you on.
Yeah, no, we're unique. It's an independent agency. We work for the legislature, actually, and we audit the books of state government. So we're inside every single executive branch agency looking at compliance and doing the books of state agencies. And we get a lot of whistleblower complaints, as you previously mentioned.
Yeah, we were 40 whistleblower complaints just last year, right?
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to do when I came on is we're redeveloping our website. We're getting more on social media. We're being more active in the community and in the public at large, so we can promote that part of our work. So whether you're a state employee or just any particular constituent out there, you can all call into our agency if you find fraud, waste, or abuse of taxpayer dollars. So it's kind of neat.
And they remain anonymous, obviously, and within the whistleblower parameters.
It's certainly their choice. But yes, you can do it anonymously. We have an email account set up. You can call over the phone. But if you want to be public, you can do that as well. It's certainly up to the complainant.
Now, when you look at what's happening in Washington, I mean, you hear it time after time after time. There's more and more and more. How does it work down there? Who are these people?
So similarly, the federal government has the independent office there, that inspector general.
Uh-huh.
And so it's similar that they work in an independent role similar to us. So, that's how we work with the attorney general's office. We work with the state's attorney's office. So we work with other agencies. So if we have a complaint that has to do with a particular agency, we can forward it off to them. And if there's something criminal, certainly we can pass it along to the attorney general or the state prosecutor. But similarly, the federal government has a similar setup.
Now, the state of Connecticut, for some reason, does not have an inspector general, right?
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, that's something that Senator McKinney was talking about for years. We kind of act in that role, except we don't have subpoena power. What you're talking about would give stronger subpoena power to that independent role.
Do you ever see that happening in the state?
Yeah, I don't know if we need another layer of government, Gary. I mean, okay. You and I certainly come from the vein of a smaller government.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if we need that. I think the current setup is really good. I mean, our office has been in existence in 1662.
Wow.
You know, before Brad Radio, actually. So it's kind of neat. We've been around for a long, long time, and I think it works well. As you know, there's one Democrat and one Republican.
Uh-huh.
John Garagosian is my counterpart, and he and I get along great. We're very bipartisan.
Good.
It's truly a role model for Washington, if you want to get back to Washington.
No, that's a refreshing statement to hear. It really is.
And we really are, and we have to agree on all the reports, on every thing we put out, and as well as the management of our staff. So it's kind of neat. We're really a good role in that.
How do you get appointed to what you're doing now?
So I was appointed by the Republican leaders of the legislature. So our previous Republican state auditor was Bob Ward. He was a House member as well as a commissioner of the Department of Motor Vehicles. He was the last Republican state auditor. He retired in 16, and I became the state auditor in 17 by being appointed by Senator Fasano and Representative Claris.
Interesting. Now, if a whistleblower case is found to have merit during an investigation, right, it is then forwarded to, I think you just said a moment ago, the state's attorney general's office, which maintains the whole whistleblower unit. For example, the University of Connecticut Health Center was investigated for alleged unethical behavior within its IT unit, right? So what's the protocol there? What's the first step that your agency does?
You know, that's a great question, Gary. Some of our whistleblowers, we actually, it's kind of a weird definition, but we sometimes call them non-whistleblowers, which means they will be wrapped into an audit if we're in the agency already. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of neat. So we'll let our field auditors know what's taking place at a particular agency, and we will bring that to them, mm-hmm. and they will look it up while they're doing their regular work. But if it rises to the level of a full whistleblower status, then we will do our report and pass it along to the Attorney General.
And I presume that your report entails an incredible amount of research and investigation, correct?
Yeah, it, certainly. I mean, our guys do great work. I think you know that, having spent your time in the legislature.
Yeah.
We come up with the really relevant reports. We're really on top of everything. And listen, we're inside every state agency. I see our staff, you know, twice a year at the Christmas party and at the picnic. Otherwise, they're working. You know, they're embedded all over state government. So it's kind of neat.
All right. So of the 40 cases listed in the auditor's report submitted annually to the legislature in August, 7 were completed and submitted to the Attorney General. So, and 33 remain under review. What does that mean when it remains under review?
So there are times that, you know, things will go along with our regular work. If they rise to a high level, we will, you know, put stuff on a back burner and complete it right away.
Mm-hmm.
If they're stuff that is part of an ongoing audit, we'll use it with our regular work. We also do work for the federal government and well as the books for the comptroller, what's called the CAFR. The financial reporting. So there's a lot of things that take place. There's a lot of moving parts, as you can imagine. So, you know, we try to get them out as quickly as possible, but some go along with the regular audit process and can take a bit longer.
Does this have to, for example, if you're going to be an auditor, do you have to say, look, I don't belong to any party anymore or anything? How does that work? What do you do?
Well, there's one of each. There's one Republican and one Democrat.
There's one Republican, one Democrat, right?
John Garagosian is the Democrat, he's saying he works bipartisanly, right?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brad. We put aside the politics. We really do. We work well together. Our people are looking to do what's best for the state of Connecticut. We're not political at all. You know, we understand the building. We know how the building works, because having been there, John and I, but certainly, you know, we're really want to do the best thing. We work for the legislature, so we want to make sure that they have the information they need. Gary can tell you, being in a public hearing, and state agencies will come in front of you and say, you know, rah, 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 everything is wonderful. But, you know, when you have the inside look that we do, we can provide that legislator with a lot more information of what's really taking place with state dollars.
That's very true. Now, this only make whistleblower complaints is about 5% of your work. So what's the bulk of your responsibility?
That, you know, another good question. So compliance, basically.
Okay.
We look at state regulations and statutes, the policies of a particular agency. You know, just the other day on Friday, we came out with it. We're developing our IT unit. We're really growing in that field. We're looking at, you know, the computers and the cybersecurity and the networks of agencies. DMV was one that came out on Friday. We looked at their password protections. We looked at their access, whether employees have access after they've left state service, you know, all those kind of things, just safety and compliance type of stuff. We also do the financial books for the comptroller. We audit those, and we do what's called the statewide single audit. As you know, there's about $9 billion in federal money that comes through the state of Connecticut. Mm. We audit that for the federal government.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's quite a responsibility. You have a large staff?
Just over 100 people right now, okay. You know. So it's working out much better now that we're, you know, we've turned the corner, I think, budget-wise. So, you know, we're trying to build that. Again, the IT unit, cybersecurity, and that type of stuff that you know, that's growing all the time. We have the performance team that was the former program review and investigations people of the legislature. They're now on our staff, and they're doing performance audits. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it's very detail-oriented and rather time-consuming. Since whistleblowing, I mean, whistleblowing seems to have the national spotlight right now for obvious reasons. Let's go into that. And we've only got a couple more minutes, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up to you. This is kind of a two-part question. Number one, I mean, this isn't just a bunch of people or somebody, an individual who's just a disgruntled employee and wants to get back at somebody, right? I mean, these have got to have merit, and part of your job is to weed through and make sure that they do have merit, correct?
Well, there's some of that, Gary. That's interesting. We get a lot of that. You know, we're, as I said, embedded inside a state agency. So if a state employee sees, that there's some wrongdoing, there's checks not being deposited in a timely manner, there's, inventory that goes missing, all those things, state employees have internal knowledge. So that we rely on that stuff as well. So we don't discount that at all. But certainly anyone can make a complaint. We take them all in. We go thoroughly look at them. If it's necessary that we pass it off to a different agency, we will. But we investigate all complaints, certainly.
Okay. And what are the steps? Okay, they contact your office, and walk me through if you can.
So we have an administrative auditor in charge of that department. And then if we find that it belongs to a particular agency, we will pass it along to our field auditor within that agency.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you had an issue at Demas. We have auditors over there. They will look at that. We did a great review of the Connecticut Lottery, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Well, they're still under scrutiny, right? They're still under the microscope.
I wasn't going to say that, but.
Well, there's a lot going on there. There's more than one layer to that problem.
Well, 100%. All the quasis, the Connecticut Port Authority,
right
there now. We had a whistleblower in regards to a previous audit that we did. We decided to go back in there right away. As you can imagine, you've seen it all in the news recently. The legislature's holding hearings about the Port Authority. So we're there now. We're finishing our review as we speak. We take everything seriously, and we appreciate all information. So, people can send them to our website. There is phone numbers, emails, whatever they want to do, they can certainly talk about fraud, waste, and abuse with us.
Do you have that phone number or website at hand? Or?
Well, our website is Connecticut General Assembly, so cga.ct.gov/APA as in Auditors of Public Accounts. I don't know the phone number off the top of my head, but
no problem.
I will get it to you, but I don't even know my own phone.
Well, you don't have to call yourself. My final question for you, Rob. I mean, you had this position now for about a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Two, three years?
Yeah.
What have you learned the most about, that you weren't even aware of?
Kind of what I said earlier, Gary. I mean, you remember, sitting in the legislature, you really didn't have the view that I have now.
Yeah.
And I wish I had the view when I was in the Senate, when I was on the Appropriations Committee, that I have now.
Yeah,
we see everything. So it's kind of neat. I mean, the loss reports, everything. We see it all. So that's the view that I have now. I can truly be helpful to the legislature, both John and I, because of we have access to everything.
Well, listen, thank you so much. What a great explanation this
fabulous
was. Kind of opens up everybody's eyes
it
to
sure
what the
does
state auditor does and the whole whistleblower thing. That we really appreciate your time here this morning, Rob.
Listen, I appreciate that. Most people, when I say that I'm the auditor, they run away.
They think you want to look at their taxes. That's why.
Hey, you can come over and visit us anytime you want.
You got it.
Love having you on.
Thank you guys.
No, thank you. Appreciate that so
bye
much.
Bye.